in aiding and assisting many, many people with their prayer requests, including, you heard yesterday, Representative Nino Vitale, who his wife contracted that horrible form of blood cancer. And, of course, the Crusader Monastery and the audience of the Mike Church Show and the Crusade Channel sprang into prayerful rosary-saying action. Now, we don't take credit for this. We give credit to God. Did our prayers hurt? No, they didn't. Nino says that they helped. His wife, Lily Ann, says that they helped. And you can find out all about that. Meet the guys and gals who were on the list, who received the list, and who actually execute the prayers on a daily basis in the chat room. It's not a reason to go. 844-527-8723 is our telephone number. Let's see here. Where was I? Oh, the Texas bill. Ridiculous nature of that. Who is it that benefits from that? Well, you know who benefits from that. The demons are ascendant. They've come for the children. They're not going to take no for an answer. Now, why did I bring that up, and why does that matter? Well, I brought it up simply because of this. In the movie A Quiet Place, these creatures, to me, look like what I fancy demons might look like. Now, I've never seen a demon, so I can't say for sure. Although I think that I have seen, not full throat, but have seen them in dreams. One very vivid one. But if you imagine what a heinous, hideous creature from that was kicked out of heaven might look like, I would think that a demon or the creatures from A Quiet Place might fit the bill. When you go and watch the movie, you'll see why my adage, the demons are ascended, they've come for the children, and they won't take no for an answer, why it's portrayed in the movie. So I was going to do headlines here. Oh, here's another. Oh, this is a great one here. You're going to love this one. Speaking of the cult of death, which is ascended again. Chilling study sums up link between religion and suicide for queer Utes. Now, I'm just reading this and just thinking to myself, where are you going to go from here? So now religion, which is supposed to be operating from the authority of God. Now, that's not to say that most religions are, because they're not. let's just play along with the Huffington Post. So God's in on the killing of queers now. Now, if God wanted to bring about an end or the killing of queers, he certainly has the ability to do so. See Sodom and Gomorrah. And by the by, demographic and actuarial mortality tables actually say that God does look very disfavorably upon homosexuals and homosexuality. That's not me. All you got to do is look at the evidence. Why you would encourage anyone to practice something you know is going to result in a premature death and that is mortally sinful and is going to cost them any chance at a seat in heaven is beyond me. Oh, I know what it is. Oh, I know why. Better church, please. You haven't thought this through very well. We assist them because it's charitable, and at least they have a couple of good years of happiness. So happiness is now what your sex partner is? Oh, God's really going to love that. Especially since, again, listen to my talk. I'm going to play it in the last hour of the show today. A civilization in six words. And again, what are the six words? Honor thy father and thy mother. And I'm happy to come to your town and give the talk if you want to invite me. So after you hear it, maybe you'll go like, hey, Lamon, there really is. He's not really radical. By the way, I did not write that talk, just for those of you that may be wondering or may have some sort of an aversion to this or think other people have an aversion. There's no reason why what I talked about to the Mysterium Fidei last night would not play in St. Vanilla's Novus Ordo Parish. There's nothing objectionable in it. It's not radical. It's not over the top. I don't lecture anyone on where their status in life is as far as their soul, the mass, or anything. Nothing like it. It's just a matter-of-fact presentation of if we don't get back to the Fourth Commandment and if Catholics don't start telling people, yep, this is our faith, yep, the commandment's part of it, and darn Skippy, I have six kids. I hope I have four more. Christian people of the world are in big, big demographic trouble. Now, that's demographically writ large, I might add. Well, let me get back to this Huffington Puffington Post piece here. Faith is supposed to be a source of strength for believers, we are told, especially during times of struggle and sorrow. However, a new study suggests that religiosity may be linked to negative feelings among queer individuals, including increases in suicidal behaviors. Well, that's because you don't know anything about religiosity. What you know about is heresy and apostasy. Because religiosity, if it's authentic and if it's real, calls for great love and great charity. Great love and great charity to be expressed to the person that is suffering the disorder and the disordered thinking that leads to their mothers becoming tranny mammies, and they willfully do this. It's a form of child abuse. To their mothers and their fathers becoming promoters and defenders. Sodomy, sodomitical practices of lesbianism and every other Hades forsaken immorality you could imagine. But still, it's prayer, love, and charity that's called for. It's not demonization. It's the exact opposite. It's an acknowledgement, just as, you know, if you were to acknowledge that you had a 13-year-old child, you knew a 13-year-old child who was suffering, that's one that we're all familiar with, a pediatric brain cancer. You wouldn't go to the kid and start yelling at it, would you? And start saying, well, we're going to use it. All right, we're not going to let Rudolph suffering the pediatric brain cancer play in any more of our rain beer games. Would you? That's how ridiculous this is. But since the catechism and the practice of the faith is so pathetically and poorly known today, if it's actually known at all anymore, it only makes sense. It only makes sense that what passes for urban legend about it is now actually. So, like Mark Kresslins used to say, well, we have a de jure law that's not being observed anymore. And we have thus the law that is being observed has become de facto. It's a wrong law. Well, it's the same thing with catechism. There is an actual catechism. There is an actual teaching. They're very beautiful. And I think properly applied would actually aid. I know. Otherwise, God wouldn't have prescribed them. They do aid and assist. As a matter of fact, you know that there are thousands upon thousands of brave men and women who have actually sought God's help. They were considering mutilating their bodies. They were performing all manner of just disgusting and revolting sexual acts. They were involved in things that their disorder was telling them, well, no, that's where you need to be. No, 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 you need to be there. But their soul was telling them, no, that's not where you need to be. We need to stop this. It's wrong. And they actually sought spiritual, serious spiritual help and counseling. And you know what they got? They got help. Now, many of them still struggle with it. Now, we're supposed to say, well, that's a failure there. Do you know how many men seek the help, spiritual, religious help, to kick porn addictions? And even though they can say, yeah, I kicked it, I don't use it anymore. Any of you who suffer from this, you know, you can't ever remove those images from your mind. They're there. They remain. Meaning the temptation is always there. See, you see, but we're Americans. We're not supposed to have. We're not, men of church, please. We're not supposed to suffer any temptations. That is not what I signed up for when I agreed to continue being a citizen of the United States. I don't want any suffering. I don't want any temptations. Please. We were promised perfect life. Sugar-free and fat-free perfect life. Oh, and don't forget, I don't want any gluten in my bread either. Maybe, just maybe, sometimes suffering is, I don't know, good. Don't go there. Anyway. It's Mike Church Show here on the Crusade Channel, 844-527-8723 at crusadechannel.com. Please consider becoming a member today or shopping in our store at mikechurch.com. Here's your 8:30 a.m. news headlines with Celeste.